This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080.
I'm Morgan Cunningham, and my guest is Kenny Vance. Formerly Jay and the Americans, Kenny Vance and the Planetones now, and he will be at the Mohegan Sun Arena for Oh What a Night of Doo-Wop and Rock and Roll. And there are plenty of other acts there as well, the Fireflies, Capris, Joey D, the Passions. Just, it's going to be a great lineup of some classic music from America's past brought into the present. Now, I mentioned at the beginning of the program, if you go on to Instagram, and look me up at MC News Talk. In my story is a picture of me and Kenny Vance himself. We happened to meet. It was a quick, brief meeting, little conversation, but we happened to meet about 2 years ago at Mohegan Sun, where he had been playing with Bowser. Kenny, welcome to the show. You must be excited to come back to Connecticut.
I am, actually, and thank you for having me. It's always thrilling to play in the Mohegan Sun because we get a chance to see audiences from all over New England. They come from Boston. They come from Rhode Island. They come from all over, and we don't really get out that way often. So it's always exciting to reconnect with the audience.
And I've been following you, and you have had a number of shows all over the place. But I want to draw on a little memory from this January. You weren't at Bowser's final show when he retired in January from Mohegan Sun, but you were there, I guess, in spirit, because he played this old video clip of you doing a duet with Jay Black from Jay and the Americans, and you were singing Let It Be Me, and I think I remember that from when I was younger, and I saw that in person that night, and just seeing it again, it blew me away. That was a beautiful moment. It really was.
You know, those tapes, I believe, are private tapes that are owned by the venue, by the Mohegan Sun. So I never did see that. A lot of those tapes you can see on YouTube. But that one I'd never seen, and somebody filmed it and sent it to me, and it really, there was just so much love in that video between the two of us, because we hadn't seen each other since maybe, you know, the early 70s when we broke up.
Oh, wow, that long?
When the original Jane and the Americans broke up was in the early 70s. And I luckily wound up in the film business. I got a record deal soon after that, and I recorded Looking for an Echo. And even though Looking for an Echo wasn't a hit at that time, some people in Los Angeles that were getting ready to do the Alan Freed story, American Hot Wax, and they hired me to do that. And that was a thrill because I had been to see the Alan Freed show at the Brooklyn Paramount when I was a kid. And I got a chance to recreate that show for the movie. And then I did other movies over the years. I did Animal House, I did The Warriors, and then I wound up doing Eddie and the Cruises with John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band. And so it wasn't until, you know, many years later that I came up for air. And I started doing the Planetones in 1992. And I'm not sure what year that tape was, but I hadn't seen Jay for many, many years. And so we had that reunion at the Mohican Sun, and you could feel the love that we had towards each other. It was really a beautiful tape to see.
It was so touching. Now, I want you to take me back to that era when you were playing with Jay Black, of course, but even before then, because when you're on stage, I want people to know that you're this, like, magical storyteller. You kind of weave these stories in between the songs, and you never seem to miss a detail. Just take me back to when you were kind of growing up and you were harmonizing. I think you said on a street corner or in the schools or wherever you could. And you ended up, you know, with in the Still of the Night during the parties. You know, there's this long story, and you ended up with a record deal. How did that all go down?
Well, it was the time. And the people who were making records in those days were adults, but they knew that young people had the vibe, whatever that was. They knew that young people were connecting to a new audience, a young audience of teenage people, and those people were buying the records, millions of those records. And so we knew that you could possibly get a record deal. So what we started to do is we were in Brooklyn and we started to listen to Alan Freed, who had just come to New York, and he was playing these records that we loved. And we would go down in the subway and we would imitate these records. And then slowly we created a couple of our own songs. And then somebody in the neighborhood knew some people, and we wound up going into Manhattan, taking the train into Manhattan. And there were a lot of fly-by-night record companies in those days, because for $300, you could make a record that could possibly sell a million copies. So a lot of people got involved in these small independent labels, because the major companies like Capitol and like RCA, you know, they had adult performers and they really weren't interested in this music. So we wound up getting a deal with a small company called Ivy Records. And then we met some other people and we connected with Jay Traynor. And we luckily got an audition with Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, the two greatest record producers of the time. They wrote Hound Dog and they produced Elvis Presley, Jailhouse Rock, and The Drifters and The Coasters. They wrote all of the songs for The Coasters, Yakety Yak, Charlie Brown, Searchin', all of those great songs and records. And they signed us up, and the second record we made for them was 1961, and it became a hit in 1962, She Cried, by Jay and the Americans. And they called us Jay and the Americans. So that was a few years ago, but that's the story.
And our guest is Mr. Kenny Vance. So happy to be sharing some radio time with him. And I was just recently doing some reading about the group, and I'm familiar with Kenny, I'm familiar with Jay and the Americans, and somehow, Kenny, and I don't know how, but somehow it escaped my memory, or I just didn't come across this little nugget of information before, that you guys once opened for the Fab Four Beatles.
That's true. That is very true. I remember seeing them on the Ed Sullivan Show. It was February 1964, and I couldn't. My take on it was like we came out. The Jay and the Americans came out of a vocal harmony tradition. It was mostly African American groups like the Moonglows, the Flamingos, the Dells, the Harptones, and we followed that tradition. When I saw them on Ed Sullivan, I thought to myself, oh, God, these guys are a guitar band. That's what I thought. So what happened was we knew we were going to actually play with them, and it was the following, I believe the date was like February 14th. I'm not sure at the moment.
And it was Washington, D.C., I read.
Washington, D.C. We took the train down there, and we got there. It was an arena. They had a plywood on the floor because they had the ice down that for the hockey game. And we came into this room. It wasn't really a big room. I would say there were about maybe 30 or 40 people there. Interview, you know, they were the press. And then they had a dais set up. And the four guys were sitting at the dais. And they were neatly dressed with the, you know, sport coats. And they were answering questions. And we had been in the business for about 3 or 4 years. We had a few hit records. You know, by then we had a hit with Come a Little Bit Closer and Let's Lock the Door and She Cried and Only in America. And so we had never seen the press show up at any shows that we ever did. And even if you were Chuck Berry or Little Richard, you weren't in the newspaper in those days. It wasn't a media phenomenon. It was just rock and roll, and I guess they didn't pay much attention to it. So when I saw that going on, I was like, you know, like surprised. Anyway, so afterwards they came over to us and they said, "Oh, we know you guys because we just did a tour in London in England with the Ronettes, and we had played with the Ronettes many times, and I guess they had told them about us, and it was just very casual." I'm sure that they really didn't know what was going to happen to their careers, and we certainly didn't. And so we went on, and the place was sold out, of course. I don't know how many it held, maybe 10,000, maybe 20,000. I don't remember. So we went on, and we got this pretty good, very good reception, and they knew our records. And then I remember seeing at the top of the stadium, coming out of one of those hallways. What is it? A rotunda? Or coming out of that the walkway into the arena. There were about maybe 50 police officers surrounding the four guys.
This is huge.
And when the crowd saw them, they just went crazy. And I remember hearing, I was standing with, I think it was Murray the K, a disc jockey, and we heard a sound. And I thought to myself at the time, that sounds like reminiscent of what it must have sounded like when Babe Ruth hit his 60th home run. It was just like a roar that I had never heard before. And again, the crowd was very receptive to us. But nothing like this. This was just extraordinary. And they came down to the stage, which took a few minutes, for the police to walk them down. And they plugged in and they got on the stage. And the thing is, they didn't prepare for it, because the amplifiers were little amplifiers. It wasn't like the Who or the Robert Plant. What was his group?
Led Zeppelin?
Led Zeppelin. It wasn't like those gigantic amplifiers. And so they started to play, but you couldn't even really hear it. And I remember what they were playing. They were playing songs, that like Kansas City. They were playing songs by Little Richard. They were playing songs by Chuck Berry. And they had a few of their own songs, like She Loves You and Please Please Me and some of the early songs. And the greatest reception that I remember was when they shook their heads. They had the Beatle haircuts.
Right.
And every time they went, woo, and they shook their heads, the place went even crazier. But you couldn't really hear, what was going on the stage, because the crowd was so loud that the amplifiers didn't have enough juice in them to, overpower the crowd. So that's pretty much, the beginning of my recollection of it. And then the next day, we took a train back with them on it. And we were on the same train as they were. And, look, they were wearing suits and white shirts and ties. So we had a lot in common with them. They were very, very happy to meet us, and we interacted with them. And it was just a bunch of young kids who were lucky enough to have hit records and playing in an arena. And we wound up taking the train back with them. And as the train pulled into the station, I guess it was Penn Station in Manhattan, you could look out the sides and you saw this crowd, and the crowd was reminiscent of what you'd see years later in A Hard Day's Night. They were going crazy.
Wow.
And the crowd that we pulled up to that we were standing by the door, and the door opened, and there were like sardines outside, and they said, "Oh, it's just Jay and the Americans," and they parted. And they let us go out. And I didn't see what happened after that. And we walked up, and I remember catching a cab in Manhattan at the train station and heading back to Brooklyn, where I had an apartment. I was married and had an apartment there. And I remember coming in the house, the apartment, a small apartment, and sitting down on the couch and thinking, like, where was I? What just happened? But you know what? All these years later, I remember that sound. And I guess that was the sound that ushered in a whole new way of thinking, a whole new way of dressing, a whole new consciousness for young people. And that sound that I heard that day, it reminds me of that.
And you were there for it. Now, all of these years have passed, Kenny. Did you ever run into any of the Beatles together or alone ever again?
We wound up going to play in England ourselves about, I guess it was in 1966, and they told us to look them up. And I remember, I don't know, remember exactly how it happened, whether it happened through a personal contact or if it was through a business contact that we met. I don't remember, one or two of those, and we wound up going to a club like in London that night on like and pretty much, but that was it. I mean, they were already, you know, they were had like become international celebrities.
Superstars.
You know, when I heard Follow the Sun on your break, I mean, it's extraordinary, you know, what they did.
It is.
It's just unbelievable. And you think, here's two guys, you know, two or three, you know, here's a bunch of guys from Liverpool. I mean, John Lennon and Paul McCartney, certainly. But George Harrison, as time went by, became an incredible writer, songwriter. And he was the force, the guitar, he was the guitar genius in that group. And those records and those songs and those harmonies are just extraordinary. And you know they listen to the Everly Brothers. As a matter of fact, I saw a clip when the Everly Brothers played in London. You know, there was no way of seeing, like, replaying it. And so when there was a close-up of their fingers on the guitar, the guys in the fields were, like, glued to the set, like, trying to see where they placed their fingers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Amazing. That is absolutely amazing, Kenny. And there are so many stories like this that you document from time to time during your shows as appropriate. And you will be, of course, in 2 weeks on the 19th, April 19th at Mohegan Sun Arena. It's a Saturday. You'll want to check out Kenny Vance and the Planetones there, as well as other acts. Joey D will be there. You know, the Peppermint Twist goes like this. You've got the Passions. You've got the Dubs and so much more. But these stories are also in Heart and Soul, documentary movie that Kenny has worked very hard on. Would you tell us about it, Kenny?
Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, it's a labor of love. You know, I mentioned to you earlier on that I wound up making the recording looking for an echo, and then I wound up Some person heard that ad in Los Angeles and hired me to do the music for American Hot Wax, be the music director, the Alan Freed story. And I wound up in the movie business for at least, let's see, maybe for almost 20 years. And at some point, you know, I just, you know, I thought, you know, as you get older, I was like in my late 40s, I thought as you get older and you get a chance to do what you want in this life, it's really, you know, something that you have to take advantage of. And I said, I got in the business to be a singer, and I restarted the Planetones. So when I restarted the Planetones, I wound up on a circuit with people that I didn't even know were still doing it, like the Skyliners and the Dells and Laverne Baker and Bobby Freeman. And I thought to myself, because of my experience in the film business, I should really start to film these people and talk to them, because they had such a tremendous impact internationally. And so I started to do that. And then in 2012, I had a horrible experience where I lost my house in a hurricane. When I wound up going back to the house, of course, which I left, I wound up, you know, there was a room on top of my kitchen. The floor was still there. The sides of the walls and the ceiling was all gone. But I found some of the tapes that were preserved there.
Wow.
And I thought to my, I was staying in a FEMA hotel, and I thought to myself, you know, I could either become broken from this, or, you know, but this was sort of a guiding light that I thought I'm going to follow this. And then about 7 years ago, let's see, it's 2018, 2017, I started to get serious about it, and I started to put it together. And we put a team together with Liz Nichols and Mona Davis and Bronwyn Berry. The four of us wound up making this incredible film, which is honoring the unsung heroes of the music that we all love from the 50s. There are 55 songs in it, and we were the opening film at the Grammy Museum for Black History Month. We won the Garden State Film Festival. We've been on PBS. We're at the Long Island Music Hall of Fame, and in June we're going to be honored by the Smithsonian Institute. And it seems like all of the academic institutions are embracing this film because they realize that it's a slice of history that with the authentic people, including myself, who were really there. And so this is an important historical document, along with being entertaining and historical and authentic and real. So people are picking up on it, and it's not that easy, you know, when you have an independent project, you know, to get it out there. But slowly we're making our way.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders. writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.